2020 is shaping up to be a great year for rapper and actress Awkwafina. Okay, she didn't get an Oscar nomination for her role in The Farewell, but she won the Golden Globe for Best Actress for that role. How does that happen? And this week, she debuts a new show on the Comedy Channel. Awkwafina is Nora from Queens. It's based on her own life. Her given name is Nora Lum. Let's back up. Awkwafina had a breakout video in 2012. It extolled her lady part. I'm not sure we can even play any of it. Then she had another breakout year in 2018 with comic roles like Paik Lin, the over-the-top best friend in Crazy Rich Asians, who makes her first appearance bursting from a mansion to greet her friend Rachel, played by Constance Wu.
New York in the house!
Paik Lin!
What a man!
You look amazing.
I know, some things never change, right?
Now in The Farewell, there are laughs and tears. Awkwafina plays Billy, a Chinese-born girl raised in New York by parents who thought it was the best thing to do for her to bring her to the States. And then they think they're doing the right thing by traveling back to China for a remarkable ruse. The entire extended family will gather for a hastily thrown-together wedding, a guise to gather around Billy's beloved grandmother, Nai Nai, who doesn't know she has cancer and maybe weeks to live. In this scene, back in New York, Billy's father, played by Tai Ma, tells her the plan.
The family thinks it's better not to tell her, so you can't say anything.
I don't understand. She doesn't have a lot of time left. She should know, right?
There's nothing they can do. So everyone decided it's better not to tell her.
And what's remarkable? This all really happened. The Farewell is from writer-director Lulu Wang. It's based on her family. You probably heard her story on This American Life. We spoke with the film's star when it first opened and began by asking if she preferred Awkwafina or Nora.
You can call me either. It's your call.
Or is it just Awk?
Call me that, please.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because I understand your dad was Chinese-American, your mom Korean, and you're playing a character who's going back to China, you know, after spending years in New York. That must have just resonated for you.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things resonated for me in this movie. I think the biggest one is my relationship with my grandma. I was raised by her. Yeah. My mom, who was South Korean, passed when I was four. I was raised by my paternal grandma, and, you know, she was Chinese. And so when, you know, I first got this script, it resonated in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And for me personally, it was definitely a departure from a lot of my past roles. But a lot of that had to do with actually confronting things, you know, like for maybe the first time in my life. Huh. This role caused me to preemptively confront the death of my own grandma, which I've always thought about.
Yeah.
And I think it taught me to be vulnerable in ways that I really haven't been.
What tension for you, because here you are playing a character who's not allowed to share these feelings of grief with this beautiful Chinese actress who plays your grandmother. And meanwhile, you just told us you're struggling to maybe feel some grief about your real grandmother.
Yeah, exactly. It's stifled a bit. You know, Billy is obviously loosely based on something that actually happened to Lulu. But Lulu was never like, I want her played this way, study me. It was never that. And there is me in there, but it's a role that eventually came to be like a vessel for the Asian American experience. Because a lot of people have to do this. When you see a family in this, your family in this context, you have to make the decision whether to greet them with sadness or to greet them with joy. It always is like a matter of like how different families deal with grief. You know, everyone does it in their own way, but it also for Billy, it is a period of growth for her because she goes back to learn that her way is not the right way, always.
You said as a child, when your mom first passed, you're the little one and you became a fixture of sorrow, you know, almost a totem. Family members would come up to you and cry and you didn't like that. And maybe that's part of why you began to turn toward comedy. You wanted some joy. Your character travels from New York to China, where the entire sensibility about death is we're not going to talk about it.
Yep.
We've talked to author Gis Jen about East-West cultural differences. She says Americans place emphasis on the development of the individual. Asians see themselves in relation to the society. There's almost that exact conversation from the person who plays your uncle in the film.
Yeah, it stems from wanting to literally take a burden that shouldn't belong to someone that you love. Mm-hmm. And it also stems from this concept called filial piety, which is like you never hear of it unless it's in the context of like East Asian culture. And it is just this undying respect for your elders, for your ancestors. It's something that Asian American people have. But along with that, they also have elements of resentment and obviously guilt.
Well, what your uncle says to you is you want, and your character does really very much want to tell your grandmother, shouldn't she know? She should know she doesn't have much time. And he says that's to make you feel better. We're taking on the burden of knowing so that she doesn't have to know. So we're going to feel worse, but that's the way it goes. And by the way, I should say, this is a very heavy subject, but it's hilarious.
Farcical.
Yeah. What was it like for you there? I mean, because your character speaks of, I don't know who I am, and I, you know, I don't know where I belong, and am I speaking correctly? How about you?
Yeah, my Chinese is not perfect. Like, I did not grow up in a Chinese-speaking household. But at the same time, there is a very personal journey that occurs when you are Asian American in this country and you go back to Asia. You know, you always feel like you are an outsider in America, but when you go there, you really understand how much of an outsider you are. Yet, you have history there, and you can't forget that. As an actor, that happened for me. But I think that also, I know what it's like to go and meet someone, a family members that may live in another country that you can't communicate with, but the love is there. And like trying to make them laugh and stuff like that. And I think that's what Billy's trip was trying to convey, the joy that you feel when you see your family. And maybe you can't communicate with them properly, but you still feel the love.
Yeah. I just want to detour for a second because, you know, we mentioned, you know, your career prior to this film, including your 2012 viral video.
I just want you to say it at some point.
About your lady part.
Yes.
4.5 million views. One woman throwing down about another, you know, comparing hers with another. Let's just listen to a little. My vag bounced like J-Lo's booty. Your vag like James Lipton's booty. And my vag, it's ornamental. Your vag is a 5-hour PBS special. Yo, my vag. What were you thinking?
Man, you know, there was a song that had a similar title that it was actually a cover of. A parody of, I should say, about male parts.
Right.
And it was a simple question of why don't women have one? And so that's what it was. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know.
Well, I was kind of thinking about your new film. Again, The Farewell, it kind of debunks the myth of the submissive Asian woman, because here's this strong grandmother, the matriarch of the family. You said your grandma became the matriarch of yours. Strong, somewhat vulgar at times, you know.
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Well, and I'm wondering if doing something like that video was about throwing off some of those expectations of Asian women.
Well, yeah, I think that at that time, not a lot of Asian women presented themselves in that way. Mm. And very quickly after that, I was told various things, like I was very brave. You know, like, wow, you must have a lot of confidence, you know? But that's the truth. I think that I've always found truth in being shameless. I think that we are taught, you know, actual Asian Americans, the ones who grew up in this country, I think that we all grow up with very strong matriarchs. And I grew up with one. And that stereotype, or that example of like who we actually grew up with, influences us more as people than like who we're fed in or portrayed in the media. And my grandma always nurtured like what other people would label weird. She told me that was the best part. Mm-hmm. And ever since I was like a very young child, so she always believed in me. And I think that, you know, if she didn't see, let me like explore that aspect of my personality, Awkwafina would never have been formed.
Look, you know, maybe doing a role or a video in defiance of an expectation of you. But then I'm wondering, sure, if there's also a burden to get it right.
Of course, yeah. We do, as Asian Americans, owe something back to our community. Not in a way that it's like if we make something great and it blows up in the box office, but morally, right? And I think that if we're given right now in 2019 the platform to tell our stories, let's do so with truth, with authenticity, and also with being uniquely ourselves, because we're not all the same. And we have different stories. We come from different places. And so I think that there is always going to be that responsibility because there's just not that much.
Well, and on the other hand, I just should say that while there's something very specific to the Chinese culture, this idea of throwing a huge wedding just to, you know, say goodbye to grandma without telling her that she has a terminal illness, that may be specific, but I wept.
Oh, there's so much truth. No matter what race you are, what you are, you will connect to this because we all experience loss and we all experience love, whether it's a grandma or family, you know, and we know what that's like and we know what it's like to lose it.
There is an image, and to me, it's one of the saddest images in the world, no matter where it is. The receding image of an elder from the back of the car as you drive away.
It's
killer.
It is a wrecker.
And we're not going to give away the ending, except to say there will be a snapback, what, just before the credits.
There will be. Yes.
Awkwafina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. This was lovely.
The Farewell star, Awkwafina, speaking with us last July. The Farewell is available on DVD and by streaming. Her new Comedy Channel show, Awkwafina is Nora from Queens, debuts tomorrow.